Hello, good morning. This is Rick Pina, and I am bringing you today's word for August 24th, 2026. I'm super excited about the message today for a multitude of reasons. Well, first of all, I'm back. Isabella and I were on a cruise last week. Our church had a family conference on a cruise, so it was like a double blessing. Not only were we on a cruise, where we could actually, you know, enjoy the boat, enjoy the cruise and all of that, but also we had sessions. It was a family conference. So we had sessions for married couples, for singles, for men, for women, for young adults, for prime time, for everybody. I mean, like, we had all of these sessions. The word was amazing. I was tremendously blessed. For those of you that are part of my Patreon, I gave you access to all the recordings, all the notes, all of that. And so if you're on the Patreon, go check that out. I'm telling you, that was a tremendous blessing. Isabella and I had an amazing time. And our son Ethan was with us. On the cruise, the internet wasn't what I thought it was going to be. And so one of the days I wasn't able to get a video out. I apologize for that, but I'm back now. Today is also the day where in Prince William County, where I live, where children go back to school. So this once a year, I provide you with prayers and declarations for the school year. And I give you normally PDFs that you can download. So what I did this year is I created something that I'm going to put on social media. There'll be a link or a QR code that you can just scan, and it'll go to a little webpage with like four different prayers or declarations. Each one of them, you could look at it on the website and look at all the scriptures, or you can hit PDF and then download the PDF. And all of that we're making available to you. And we're about to pray those prayers here in a minute. So this is a very important day as children go back to school. So we're going to pray over the 2026-2027 school year. We have people that are in elementary school, middle school, high school, those going to college, and very excited about, you know, those that are first day in college, all of this stuff. There's a lot of emotion going on with parents. So we're providing you some tools and some resources for that. And then lastly, I also am going to teach today's word, but instead of giving you 4 points, because we have all this other stuff to do today, I'm just going to give you 2 points. One last thing, Isabella and I preached the message yesterday about legacy, about how it's bigger than you. I'm going to post that on YouTube today or tomorrow. So if you're subscribed to our YouTube, you'll see that. If you have an opportunity, especially if you're a parent, please watch that. God looks at us. When God looks at us, he doesn't just see you. He sees you, your whole life, your children, their whole lives, your children's children, their whole lives. And God is concerned not just with you, but with the second and third generation. So that message yesterday was a tremendous blessing. Please avail yourself to that when I post it. You ready? All right. So let's get into the word for this morning. It is Discovering Destiny, part 33. And there's two things going on, right? I'm going to teach from Jacob, and then we're going to do the prayer. So the title is The Battle You Feared Is Already Won. Put in the chat, say the battle you feared is already won. Here you are being afraid of something, and God already went before you and settled that thing. So the battle you feared is already won. I'm going to talk about that. And then the prayers for the school year. Y'all ready? So let's get ready. This is going to be good. Open up your heart to receive. All right, so let's get into it. So before I give you the prayers and the declarations, and before we get into Jacob's story, and I said all of this is going to be made available to you when I share it. If you get the email, also I'm going to put it on my social media and et cetera. But today we covered students and teachers and faculty and staff and all of that. Let me give you the scriptures first that these prayers and declarations are based on. And then we're going to get into the prayers and the declarations, and then we're going to get into today's word. So let me read these scriptures to you first, because I want you to get them down in your hearing so it can get down in your heart. Luke 10 and 19 from the New Living says, look, I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and you can walk among the snakes and the scorpions and crush them, and nothing will injure you. That's from the New Living Translation. The King James says, nothing shall by in any means harm you. Colossians 2 and 15, New Living says, in this way, he disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross. Numbers 23 and 23 from the New King James Version says, for there is no sorcery against Jacob, nor any divination against Israel. I'm going to tell you today, and I want you to decree over your children that no hex, no vex, no work of witchcraft, no witch, no warlock, no declaration of voodoo has any power over your children or over your household. Galatians 3 and 13, New King James Version says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. Isaiah 54 and 17 says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, you shall condemn. I mean, you need to open up your mouth and you condemn it. Proverbs 26 and 2 says, like a flitting sparrow, like a flying swallow, so a curse without cause shall not come. 1 John 4 and 4 says, he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Daniel 1 and 20 from the New Living says, whenever the king consulted with them in any matter that required wisdom and balanced judgment, this is what we're going to pray over our children, he found them 10 times more capable than any of the magicians and enchanters in his entire kingdom. Our children operate with a level of wisdom that they are 10 times more capable than anyone else. Psalms 5 and 12 says, for you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor, you will surround him with a shield. John 14 and 26, easy to read version, says the helper will teach you everything and cause you to remember everything that I've told you. This helper is the Holy Spirit that the Father will send in my name. So the Holy Spirit gives us supernatural recall. Say amen to that. All right, so those are some of the scriptures. Now, I have three declarations, one prayer that I'm going to go through. And then, like I said, all of this is going to be made available to you in the email or on social media on my Facebook. And then you could download this and print them out. There'll be PDFs for three declarations, one prayer. You ready? Let's get to the first one. This is a declaration of faith for students to declare as they go to school. So today's the first day of school in Prince William County. And you got people that are going, young people going to college for the first time. This is what they can declare over their lives as they go to school. Father, before I ever walked into a classroom, you wrote my story. I do not go to school to become somebody. I go to school to discover the somebody you already made me to be. Your grace is on my life. Your plans for me were finished before I was born. This school year is one more chapter of me discovering what you already wrote. You are the source of all wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and you give them to me freely. The Holy Spirit is my helper and my best teacher. When I read, I understand. When I study, it sticks. When I sit in class, I am focused. I process what I'm taught and I retain it. When it comes time for a quiz or an exam or a big test, I recall everything I need right when I need it. Like Daniel, I operate with wisdom beyond my years. I do my work with my whole heart, like I am doing it for you. I turn my assignments in on time and I do them well. I ask questions when I don't understand because wisdom belongs to those who ask for it. An excellent spirit is in me, like Daniel. So I do not settle for average in my grades or my effort or my attitude. Favor surrounds me like a shield. I have favor with my teachers and favor with my classmates and favor everywhere I go because the favor of God lives in me and goes before me daily. I am the light in my school. I do not follow the crowd, but the crowd is better because I'm in it. I am kind, I'm respectful, and I make the people around me better. The Bible teaches that wisdom and foolishness can be transferred by association. The Bible also teaches that bad company can corrupt good character. So you give me the wisdom to connect with the right people and to stay away from the wrong ones. This year, not only do I grow academically, but I also grow in wisdom socially. I'm around the right people, I hear the right things, and I become the right person. I am loved, I am protected, and I walk in peace. Your angels go with me everywhere I go. You did not give me a spirit of fear. You gave me power, love, and a sound mind. When I look in the mirror, I love and I like what I see. Greater is coming for me. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. That's for students, right? Now, here's one for parents to declare as your children go to school. This is for parents now. Father, I do not release my children into this school year with fear. I release them with faith. You planned my children before the foundations of the world. You wrote all the days of their lives in your book. No person and no power of darkness can cancel what you already wrote about my children. I do not pray for their protection, hoping that you will act. I declare their protection because Jesus already acted. The blood of Jesus covers my children, their minds, their bodies, their friendships, their classrooms, and every bus, every hallway, every field that they set their feet on. Your word says that no sorcery against Jacob and no divination against Israel had any power. So I declare that every spell, every hex, every vex, every word of curse, every voodoo ritual, every act of witchcraft aimed at my children shall fall to the ground powerless. Every assignment released against them by witches, warlocks, or any agent of Satan is canceled right now in the name of Jesus. What the enemy plans in secret, you will expose and nullify in the open. Grace is on their minds. My children are sharp, focused, and quick to understand. They comprehend, process, and retain everything that relates to their education. They walk in favor with their teachers and favor with their classmates. They are drawn to the right relationships and repelled from the wrong ones, in person and online. The gifts that you placed inside of them before birth are surfacing this year. My children know who they are. They are loved by you and loved by me. They believe what you believe about them. They are bold, confident, kind, and respectful. This year is not something that my children are just going to get through. It is a year that you prepared for them in advance, full of things that you planned for them to discover. Greater is coming for my children. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. That's for parents. Now, here's a declaration of faith for teachers, administrators, and school staff. You ready? Father, I thank you that every teacher, administrator, counselor, coach, nurse, cafeteria worker, custodian, and bus driver serving our schools this year. For them, teaching is not just a job, it's an assignment. So I declare that you assign them to a school this year and your grace is on them to complete that assignment. Grace makes them sufficient. Our teachers teach with wisdom, patience, and creativity that comes from above. They see gold in every student, including the ones that are the hardest ones to reach. And our principals and administrators, they lead with Daniel level wisdom. Every decision that they make protects our students, supports teachers, and honors you. Our counselors have supernatural discernment to see what is really going on in a child's heart. Our bus drivers are alert and they're covered on every route. Our educators are protected. The blood of Jesus covers them in every classroom, every office, every hallway. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. No scheme of the darkness of this world aimed at our schools or their students or their minds will succeed. Favor surrounds them like a shield, and their strength is renewed day by day. Our educators do not finish this year burnt out. No, they will finish this year built up. They teach, lead, and serve with joy and not weariness, with peace and not fear, knowing that their labor is not in vain. This is the best year yet. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. And then lastly, those were three declarations. This is a prayer, a general prayer for the school year, and I want you to pray with me. You ready? Father, we do not come to you begging. Jesus already disarmed every spiritual ruler and authority, and he made a public spectacle of them on the cross. So we pray from victory in the authority of the name of Jesus over every school on this planet. We apply the blood of Jesus to every campus. We declare that your angels are covering every gate, every door, every hallway, every classroom, all year long. We speak that every threat of violence is going to fall flat on his face. Every plan for a school shooting, every weapon, every act of bullying, every drug, and every predator that is targeting a campus, we command those plans to be exposed and stopped before they even start. Father, you reveal the deep and secret things. We ask you to drag every hidden plan that is planned for harm, bring it into the light before it can be carried out. We thank you, Father, that no weapon formed against our schools shall prosper. Now, we deal with the power of darkness head on, because your word says that there's no sorcery against Jacob and no divination against Israel. Every spell, every hex, every vex, every curse, every voodoo ritual, every work of witchcraft released against our students or teachers or staff, we declare that it falls to the ground powerless right now. Every assignment issued by witches, warlocks, or every agent of Satan is canceled by the blood of Jesus. A curse without cause cannot land on us or our children. Our schools are covered. And the occult has no power, no authority over our campuses, over our grounds, and our faith is standing on guard. Now, Father, feel what you have protected. Let your presence be tangible. Yes, Lord. Feel all the grounds that you're protecting. Let there be such a tangible presence in the classrooms, the cafeterias, the gyms, and the buses that people will come in contact with you. Students will encounter you this year. They will discover the gifts that you planned for them from the foundations of the world. Give teachers the grace to teach. Administrators the grace to lead, parents the grace to stay engaged. And our schools, we declare that they are covered. Our children come home safe. This year, they are blessed from the first bell to the last bell. We pray this by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. So we covered our children. Well, like I said, I'm giving you all of these on a website so you can download them. There'll be a PDF download and pray this. You can pray this all year long. You can have your kids declare it over their lives. To God be the glory. Now I need to get into today's word. You got it? All right. So praise God for that. Now, let me get into the message for this morning. The key scriptures are the scriptures that we've been looking at all year. Let me read those to you first. 2 Peter 3:18 says, "But continue to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory now and forever." Luke 10:20 says, "It's time for you to rediscover who you are from heaven's perspective." 1 John 3:10 says, "There is a very visible and vast difference between living your life from God's identity and living your life from a fallen man's mindset." Proverbs 25:2 says, "It's the glory of God to conceal a matter, but it's the glory of kings to go search it out." And then Jeremiah 29:13 tells us how to search it out. "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart," says the Lord. So those are the scriptures for the year. Let me give you the scriptures for today. And like I said, I'm only going to give you 2 points. Genesis 33:4. "Then Esau ran to meet him, and Esau embraced him. Esau threw his arms around his neck and kissed him, and both brothers started to weep." Proverbs 16:7 says, "When a man's ways please the Lord," you know what he does? He makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Genesis 33:1-3, the Bible says, "Then Jacob looked up, and he saw Esau coming with his 400 men. So he divided the children among Leah and Rachel and his two servants and wives, and he put the servant wives and the children in the front, and Leah and their children next, then Rachel and Joseph last. Then Jacob went on ahead, and as he approached his brother, he bowed down to the ground 7 times before him." Genesis 33:10, New Living says, "And what a relief it is to see your friendly smile. It is like seeing the face of God." He said, "When I see you, you're my brother. I haven't seen you in 20 years. Man, it's like seeing the face of God." Genesis 33:11, the Bible says, "Please take my blessing that is brought to you, because God has dealt graciously with me and because I have enough." Genesis 33:28, New Living says, "Your name will no longer be Jacob." We dealt with this last week. The man told him, "From now on, you will be called Israel, because you have fought with God and you won." Romans 8:31 says, "What shall we say to all of these things? If God be for us, he's more than the whole wide world against us." So last week, we saw God change Jacob's name to Israel. he left Peniel with a limp, but he also left with a new name. But this new name didn't erase the old problem. His brother Esau was still coming with 400 men. He hadn't seen him in 20 years. He was like very afraid, remember? And so what was amazing is that after he has this encounter with God, after God changes his name, he says, okay, now remember before he was super afraid of seeing his brother. This time now, the Bible says in Genesis 33 that he arranges his family, gets all the women, all the children, everybody lined up. And then he says, before he would send them first because he was hiding. No, now that God changed his name, even though he had a limp, the Bible says he went on ahead of them. He says, no, I'm going to go meet my brother face to face. Now I have the courage. I had this encounter with God. God changed his name. And so he had the courage to go face his brother face to face. And then the Bible says that Esau ran out. He ran out to meet him. He threw his arms around him. He gave him a kiss. They started crying, both of them. And he looked at his face. He was like, oh my God, seeing your face is like seeing the face of God. So what does this mean for you today? After everything that we've already done today, let me give you two things as you go into this week. Two things. Number one, here we go. Changed people walk toward what they used to run from. Listen, as you live your life, if you live long enough, there's going to be things that you don't want to confront. If you live long enough, there's going to be things that you want to avoid. If you live long enough, there's going to be things that maybe even if you're honest, that you've run from, like you don't even want to deal with it. But when God changes you, you're now able to face it. When he came back after God changed his name, he was ready to face his brother, even though before that encounter, he was still kind of running from his brother in his own mind. So how does this apply to you on this Monday morning? Listen, you can't just know God from a book. You got to have real encounters with God. And when you have a real encounter with God, you know what will happen? God will give you the courage to face what you have been avoiding. Say that. Say this out loud. I have the courage to face what I have been avoiding. Maybe you've been avoiding something, a conversation you should have with your wife. Maybe a conversation you should have with your children. Maybe it's an issue that you need to deal with at work. Maybe it's a contract that you need to, address in your business. I don't know. But when you have an encounter with God, you will have the courage to face what you have been avoiding. Jacob did not face Esau because the fear was gone. He just faced him because he had courage. Courage doesn't mean that there's no fear. Courage just means that I can face it despite the fear. God gives me the courage to face what I need to face when I need to face it. He came out of this private encounter with public strength. Because remember, God processes you in private. In the kingdom of God, private processing precedes public exposure. Let me say that again. In the kingdom of God, private processing precedes public exposure. God processed him in Peniel. He changed his name. He wrestled with the angel. He got his hip locked out of socket in Peniel in private before he had this public encounter. God will deal with you in your secret place, in your prayer closet. And when you come out of your prayer closet, you come out ready to face what you need to face. Let me say it this way. You cannot walk into your destiny while you're still running from your history. Let me say that again. You cannot walk into your destiny while you're still running from your history. At some point, you have to face it, and God will give you the courage to face it head on. See, some of us today have a conversation or a relationship or a situation that we know we need to confront. We know we need to deal with it, and we have been avoiding it. Listen, what you want to do is spend time with God long enough to know that he will give you the strength and the peace to face it head on. And when you do have this encounter with God, when you leave that encounter, you need to walk like you've been a person that's been with God. If God gave you a new name, you have this encounter, stop retracing your old man's steps. In other words, don't go backwards. When God gives you a new name or a new encounter, God says that you can do it, even if you don't feel like it. Even if you need to do it by faith, you need to go forward. It is forward ever, backward never. The best is yet to come. As I close out this point, let me ask you a question. What are you still running from? If there's something that you know, while I was speaking, that the Lord was bringing it up to the forefront of your heart is because this year, in this year of discovery, I want you to discover that there's some things that God has not been hiding from us. He's been hiding it for us, and we need to discover it. And a lot of times we can't discover it because we're so focused on our history that we're not launching into our destiny. Let go of the fear. Fear has no power over you. Meditate on God. And by faith, launch forward. You will discover things about God and discover things about yourself and discover things about your future that will propel you into your destiny. Say amen to that. All right, number two, only 2 points today. God finished the fight before you got there. Listen, Jacob had prepared for war. He thought that these 400 men were gonna be like, you know, ready to fight. He divided his camp. He did all of this stuff. But at the end of the day, you know what Proverbs 16 and 7 says? When a man's ways please the Lord, he can make even his enemies to be at peace with him. When Jacob was on the other side of the river, he had this encounter with God. And when he comes back, God had already gone before him. See, the real battle is settled in the secret place. When he was like walking towards Esau, that was not the confrontation. He dealt with the confrontation when he was wrestling with the angel. See, the real battle is in your prayer closet. Once you settle things in your prayer closet, then when you actually have to go to the meeting or go see your boss or go see that person, listen, it's already done because it was settled in the prayer closet. Jacob wrestled with the angel all night long. And then when he got the blessing, he said, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. And God changed his name. That's where the battle ended. At that point, when he left there and he went to go face Esau, it was already done. God knows how to go before you and prepare a table before you, even in the presence of your enemies. Esau had that grudge in his heart for 20 years, and God went before and changed his heart. Listen, the Bible says that God can turn the heart of a king like he turns a river. God can go before you, and God can change the heart of people. So stop worrying about the confrontation and believe God. God can actually go before you. The 400 men that he thought were there to fight him actually became his escort. Like you think are coming up against you, God can turn it around, and those same people can be a blessing to you. When Jacob got there, he saw Esau. It was amazing. Like Esau threw his arms around him. Esau kissed him. And he started crying. Jacob started crying. Everybody was crying, right? Why? Because if God is for us, he's more than the whole wide world against us. Now, Jacob still offered a gift, but no, it was not like, I'm giving you a gift now to get your favor. No, now he was just like, hey, God has been good to me, man, so I want to be a blessing to you. So as I close out today, whatever moment, meeting, confrontation that you've been dreading, you know what? Meditate on the promise. Hold on to God. Spend time with God in your prayer closet. And when God releases you from that prayer closet, he'll tell you when it's already done. And if God says it's already done, then it's already done. You're going to go stand before that person, and the person that you think was going to be against you and say all these negative things, God has a way of turning that thing around. The favor of God can go before you like a shield. Say amen to that. Let's close this message out with a declaration of faith. Say this. Say, Father, I thank you that you are a God who goes before me. I'm able to walk toward what I used to run from. I face my fears with the courage that you give me. Now, you do deal with me in private before you restore me in public. So while I'm praying, Father, not only do you deal with me, but you deal with the people that have to deal with me too. My battles are settled in my prayer closet way before I ever have to meet anybody face to face. Your word says that if you are for me, you're more than the world against me. So I thank you, Father, for that type of protection and strength. That's the same protection and strength that covers my children and their teachers and their schools. So I thank you, Father, for blessing this school year, for blessing me, and for blessing this week. You go before me. You set everything up. So when I get there, I experience your best. Greater is coming for me. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. This is today's word. Please, tomorrow I'm gonna have another one. Please apply it. and prosper. And tomorrow I'm going to have 4 points. All right. So listen, I love you. God loves you more. I love the word. I love this stuff. I'm going to give you all this stuff here. Use these declarations. Use these prayers. I pray that today was a blessing to you. I do need you to do 3 things. Number one, leave me some comments in the chat if this message was a blessing to you. Number two, share it on your social media, on your timeline, and with your friends. Number three, listen to this outro video. There is some information in here for you. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless you. Thank you for watching the Grace Life Podcast. There's a few things that I want to make you aware of. First of all, if you would like to support our ministry and especially support what we're doing in the Dominican Republic, where we have over 235 children in a school getting a Christ-based education free of charge, we're paying for everything. Our ministry does that out of the love of God and all of our partners that are supporting it. You can go to ripministries.org and make a donation, and all your donations are tax deductible in the United States. Also, I have some books that are available to you in audio form and also in paperback or hardcover. So go to Amazon.com and just search for Rick Pina, or you can go to rickpina.co. And when you go there, you'll be able to see the links. You can get a book that I wrote called Level Up Your Life, where you can level up your life in 5 areas of your life. There's a devotional guide that will lead you to experience grace-based success. And if you want assistance with declaring the word of God over your family and your finances and your health and your career, you should get 150 affirmations for men or 150 affirmations for women. And we have lots of other books and journals and other content that can be a blessing to you. People ask me all the time, hey, Rick, how do I get a t-shirt or a hoodie or a coffee mug or some of those things that I see you wear? Well, you can go to thegracelife.store. We've partnered with a brand new store. The quality of the materials are a lot better. Please go to thegracelife.store. And you can get all of our products there. Not only that, but at the top of the gracelife.store, there's a link to books. And when you click on books, it'll take you right to all of our products on Amazon as well. Finally, listen, people have been coming to Isabella and I for mentorship for many, many years. And the Lord led me a few years ago to take some of the content that we've been mentoring others with. And instead of just saying it over the phone or on a video call, we've been recording this content and publishing it. We have well over 1,000 videos at this point, and a lot of the videos have a PDF handout that goes along with them. So we publish all of this content on our Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/Rick Pina. There's different ways to join. At the lowest level, you have access to all the content. At another level, if you want to have one-on-one sessions with Isabel and I, you can do that too. So if you would like to be mentored by us, please go to patreon.com/Rick Pina. Thank you for being a blessing to us, and we pray that we will continue to be a blessing to you.